Well, it depends on what he's using it for. If there are federal law enforcement officials that are threatened in some of these cities, or federal assets or federal buildings, he has the authority to do that. My understanding is this is a request that came from the Department of Homeland Security, which suggests that they view the situation there as threatening to some of the officials who are working in that city. So, I mean, again, these are case by case. These are decisions that get made based upon what the threat environment is in some of these cities. But he certainly has the right to protect American and law enforcement officials in some of these cities if they're under threat.